Social media, SEO, blogging. Learn more at jtid.co.uk. Hi, welcome to episode 51 of the SEO and Social Media Tips podcast. My name's John Tromans and I do digital marketing training in the UK and also put together this podcast, which I hope you'll find interesting. If you do, then you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, all kinds of different places. You can find all the feeds on my website, which is jtid.co.uk. The topic of this week's podcast is the title tag. And I get a little bit excited over the title tag. I think it's like the second most important part of a web page. The first part obviously being the content of the page itself. But the second important thing, I think, is the title tag. It's a really interesting little thing, and the reason it's interesting is that it's all about people. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about why I think the title tag is really important. The main reason, I think, is that it's seen away from your website and it's seen by human beings, and people actually decide and make a decision in their head whether they want to click it or not. It's not just a line of text on the page, or it's not just something that's there just to make the page look pretty. It's actually something that people read and they make a decision very, very quickly in their head. Am I going to click on this or not? Now, your title tag can be seen, or might be seen, if Google deems it fit enough to show your title tag, in the actual search results, okay? So, again, people will be reading it and actually clicking on that text to go through to your web page. It's also seen on social media an awful lot. If somebody shares your page on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or Pinterest or Instagram or one of the million social media networks out there, then the title tag will most probably automatically go over. If somebody retweets or shares your page on Twitter, then the title tag is the title of the tweet. So again, somebody's actually going to be reading that and thinking to themselves, am I going to click on this link? Am I actually going to go to this page? And that's why it's important. People actually read the title tag. They actually look at it, digest it, and very quickly think to themselves, am I going to click on it? Am I going to come out? And this is why your title tag needs to be attractive and sexy. And also try and say something a little bit different with your title tag than the main page of your website. So, for example, if you've got a main page selling shoes, for example, you might have sort of like Ralph Lauren shoes, whatever it is, as the main title on the page that people are looking at when they're on your website. But when they're away from your website, you might want to say something a little bit different, like discount Ralph Lauren shoes. That word discount offers a little bit more incentive to come along to the website. Or affordable, or spring summer 16, the latest styles. And make the title tag a little bit more attractive. Say something different than the actual title of the page, and all this will attract clicks to your website. And that's the idea of the title tag. It's almost like a tiny little strapline, a little bit of a sales pitch for your page, and it needs to be attractive enough to be clicked on. So use your title tag specifically to attract clicks to your website. The title tag is all about the page as well. A title tag is specific to a page, a web page. It's the little bit of code that sits in the back of the HTML of your website, and it is specific to that page. Okay. Now, when you write your title tag, make sure you're thinking about the page that you've actually written. Don't duplicate your title tags. Don't use the same title tag on lots and lots of different pages, because it's quite frankly boring and you haven't got the same thing on every single page. So the title of the page wouldn't be relevant to the content of the page. Make sure it's absolutely specific to the page that you're on. If you use a content management system, something like WordPress, or you use Shopify or Magento for your store or something, there are ways to be able to specifically write the title tag, the meta title tag, differently than the normal page. WordPress out of the box will put the main page title as the meta title. But if you install an SEO plugin like Yoast or SEO Ultimate or something. And what you can actually do is you can actually specifically write a separate sentence, a separate bit of text for the title tag. So you can separate it from the main page title. And that's really powerful. Powerful tool to have, and I'll leave links to those plugins in the notes to this podcast as well. Also use a power or sell word within your title tag. Make it sexy, something like eco-friendly, original, affordable, luxury, convenient, something that's going to attract people's attention. Think about the unique selling properties of your page. It could be a product page, a services page, or just an information page. What are you trying to get over? Is it a luxury product? Is it an affordable product? If it's really affordable, then you might even want to put the price on there. But only put the price in the title tag if you know you're going to be competitive. If you know you're a little bit dearer than everybody else because you offer a great service, then don't put the price in the title tag, because that won't, you know, people will know it, have a good idea on what the price is, and they probably won't click on it if you're dearer than other people. But if you are selling something, I don't know, if you're selling luxury Italian silk shirts, then mention luxury within the title tag, because this is the sort of thing that people are going to be looking for. It's the unique selling point of your page, your product or your service. So use one of these little power words, these little sell words, just one of them inside the title tag, and this will make it a little bit more sexy. Using location in your title tag is really important if you're a local business and you're trying to attract local trade. You can use your location within your title tag. This isn't a problem at all. It'll help the search engines understand a little bit more about where you are. And it'll also help when people actually search for your services and your products within a specific location. If you're multi-location, if you're running, say, a whole bunch of branches, say you're an accountant and you've got three branches in three separate little towns, then in a perfect world, you need to have a separate page for each one of those branches and make the content completely different as well. So we've obviously got a different map, we've got a different title tag, we're going to have a different title, but also talk about the staff who are there, meet the team, and have some little headshots of the people at the actual branch. Explain exactly where you are, that you're just opposite another shop or something, or you're down the road from the pond which has got the ducks on it, and there's a bit of parking there, and it's nearby, and it's easy to get to. And all these little things help build the page up to make it a little bit more local. But with the title tag, don't worry about putting your location in the title tag. It'll help you when people search for businesses within a specific locality. Also, want to quickly talk about some of the biggest mistakes that I've seen over the years in the title tag. The title tag usually is something that's thought of right at the end. You've written your page, you've put your new product online, whatever it is you've done, you've created your web page, and the title tag is the last thing you've got to do, and it's kind of like, oh, just copy and paste, bang. I've even seen people copy and paste stuff directly from manufacturers' catalogues, and it's even got like the catalogue number at the end of it, like, so it'll say like I don't know, Ralph Lauren shoes, version 614972B/4. And it's like, what? Nobody's ever going to search for that. So don't do anything like that. Make your title tag really, really specific to the page and really attractive. So don't make your title tag too long. There's the first mistake. All right, really long, lengthy, waffling title tags are no good. Around 55 characters, Google hacks off anything after about that sort of length. And you'll end up with the dot, dot, dot. So if the really exciting selling point about the luxury Italian silk is after the 55 characters, it may never show in the search results. And you may never get any clicks. Don't just use a bunch of keywords as well, separated by commas. I've seen that loads and loads of times over the years. Not so much over the last year or two. But I have seen it. Just keyword, keyword, keyword. Doesn't work at all. Make it a proper sentence. Don't make your title tag too boring. So like, make it a little bit sexy and a little bit interesting. Don't be boring with it. Okay, put one of these power and sell words in there to make it look a little bit more attractive. And whatever you do, don't use the same title on every page. I've seen websites which have got homepage on every single meta title throughout the entire website. And it's like, okay, you forgot about the title tag, I think, by the looks of it. Don't do that. Check your title tags. Make sure you have a different title tag on every single page. Really important. So I think the checklist for writing a great title tag is going to be make it readable, okay, so that people can actually read it, okay? It's not going to be just like a set of just random words trying to attract the search engines or something. Make it readable. Use one of your main key phrases, which people search for. I hate using this word key phrase. It's actually the words that people use to search for the products. Okay, that's what you need to think about when you're putting these title tags in. Use a power or sell word, that'll really help it. And write something to attract clicks without sounding like a 1970s used car salesman. So don't make it sort of like too selly, but make it attractive enough to be able to attract those clicks and get people coming through to your website. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast. I hope it's been useful and you know a little bit more about the title tag and how to write it and why it's important and why you should spend a little bit of time over constructing something that's interesting. You can subscribe to the podcast and get them downloaded to your phone or your tablet or whatever you listen to podcasts on through iTunes or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. All the links are on my website, which is jtid.co.uk/podcasts. I'm always interested in hearing your opinion. So if you've got any thoughts about the title tag, if you've got any ideas, any tips, any hints, then get in touch with me on Twitter. It's at John Tromans, JonTromans. Or you can find me on Facebook as well, which is facebook.com/JohnTromans. Thanks for listening.